haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
In the morning, 9:18, Friday, headed into the big weekend. I'm not sure what it's big about, but it is the weekend.
Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was stealing. And that time over at Johnny's place. Well, this chick got up.
Sorry, boys and girls, they just don't make music like this anymore. They don't. I don't even know. I listen to some of the music my nieces and nephews bring me, and I say, I don't even know what this is. These people, whoever wrote this, should be incarcerated. That's it. They recently were incarcerated. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. This music has the flavor of toilet wine. So it makes sense. Friday after another brutal COVID-19 week of news and mayhem. And we're moving into the weekend, and we're moving and mowing through September, headed to October. For you folks who may have lost your mind and don't even know what month it is. It's hard to keep track of a lot of things, but we had a good Episode 41 podcast on the Big Wednesday podcast, and great response to that. Thank you, and continue to spread that around if you can and share it. We do appreciate it, as we do the folks on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit on the subscriber only areas. Jump in there if you can. Get the video podcast of this. Watching me come unglued. I'm told it's much more entertaining to watch than it is to listen. I'm always up to no good on the video and a lot of things. And we're going to be rolling out a lot more video on there, so it's worth checking out. Goes a long way. We appreciate your support on there, direct support of us. And we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without it, to tell you the truth. It's plain and simple, folks. You guys are the stir. The stir. Those damn Hatch peppers. They're getting me again. You are the drink. The straw that stirs the drink. You're everything. Whatever. I'm losing it. It's Friday. Cut me some fucking slack. The news tonight, I scanned this news tonight. It's actually just when you didn't think it could get any stranger. Think again. We had some strange news on True Pundit this week too, even with the Intel stuff. Was like, we continue to reach an all new low. Yeah. So we appreciate the support on those platforms, and we thank you. People sharing information on there, jump in, check it out. It's got to be better than what you're seeing on Fox. Fox is taking a beating, and rightly so. We're 2 years ahead of the curve on that. We started picking Fox apart 2 years ago with news stories and scoops. And, geez, it runs the gamut from their crooked D.C. bureau chief to stories we did on Crazy Shep and so many different things. But it continues to go down the tubes. And are you still watching that network? God bless you. You must go through a remote control every couple of weeks. Throwing it against the wall, stepping on it. Anyway, we move right into the news, and we thank you for your support on all of our platforms and our growing platforms. And it's all grassroots. We don't go out and buy companies and other things like this, and everybody's rocking and rolling. All the heroes in the right-wing media are out Shaking and moving. God bless you. If you knew what the fuck you were doing in the first place, you wouldn't have to do that. But anyway, if you can't grow organically, pay for it. God bless you. Knock yourself out. Moving right into the news and into the weekend, and we hope you have a good weekend, whatever you're deciding to do. Not as much college football on as regularly. Hopefully you have relatives or other folks that are playing sports, perhaps family members. You can go out and support them if you're allowed without getting arrested or tackled into the ground if you're not wearing your dry cleaning bag over your head properly, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, first headline, Nashville Democrat mayor's office accused of fabricating coronavirus numbers to hide low numbers tied to bars and restaurants. Is anybody surprised? Anybody surprised? You know, he used to bitch a lot about Nashville. If you do a historical search, country music and things like that. Waylon Jennings had a serious problem with Nashville because they never respected him. They're always messing with him, the music industry. So I pulled out the little Waylon Jennings song. He shares his disdain for Nashville. And since it's a story about that, let's move right into it.
It's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Yeah, same way for years. Just like public corruption. A Nashville City Council member is accusing Nashville Democratic Mayor John Cooper of concealing low coronavirus outbreak numbers tied to restaurants and bars in the area, claiming that they are fabricating information. Coronavirus cases on Lower Broadway may have been so low that the mayor's office and the Metro Health Department decided to keep it secret. The alleged revelation was made in emails between a senior advisor to the mayor and a health department official. Incredible. What the hell's going on down in Nashville? More coronavirus fraud. This is going to keep happening too, folks. The discussion involves a low number of coronavirus cases emerging from bars and restaurants and how to handle that, and most disturbingly, how to keep it from the public, the station said. Fox, down there, 17. On June 30th, contact tracing was given a small view of coronavirus clusters. Construction and nursing homes were found to be causing problems with more than 1,000 cases traced to each category, but bars and restaurants reported just 22 cases. Health Department official Leslie Waller asked senior advisor Benjamin Eagles, this isn't going to be publicly released, right? Just info for the mayor's office. Eagles responded, correct, not for public consumption. Wrong. A month later, Tennessean reporter Nate Rao asked the health department, the figure you gave of more than 80 does lead to the natural question. If there had been over 20,000 positive cases of COVID-19 in Davidson County and only 80 or so are traced to restaurants and bars, doesn't that mean restaurants and bars aren't a very big problem? You know what happens when you ask these people? They do the Potomac two steps. The politicians, or in this case, they do a little Tennessee waltz. Put on Tennessee Waltz. We're going to have to do a dance number around this one. Emmy Lou Harris. Bob Hope. How about that Emmy Lou Harris, huh? Health Department official Brian Todd allegedly forwarded the email to five other officials and asked for help answering, how should we respond? This is a guy who really knows what he's doing. What do I do here? Jesus, I need some help. One official responded, "My two cents. We have certainly refused to give counts per bar because those numbers are low per site. We could still release the total, though, and then a response to the over 80 could be, quote, because that number is increasing all the time and we don't want to say a specific number, unquote." The local station said that neither the mayor's office nor the health department would confirm the authenticity of the emails, but one city council member did. Steve Glover reportedly asked a government attorney to inquire about the emails. The attorney responded, "I was able to get verification from the mayor's office and the Department of Health that these emails are real. They are fabricating information. They've blown their entire credibility," Glover claimed. "It's gone. I don't trust a thing they say going forward. Nothing. We raised taxes 34% and put hundreds, literally thousands of people out of work that are now worried about losing their homes, their apartments, etc. And we did it on bogus data," Glover added. "That should be illegal." It is. That's fraud, folks. I have to find another forum besides podcasting where I can really tell folks what's on my mind. To keep it like G-rated on here. You think this is like R-rated? This is fucking G-rated to me. These tyrants who are running cities and governments in your state and local municipalities and counties. These communists and tyrants. I'll just shut the fuck up. Read between the lines. They're ruining people's lives. They've already done it, as a matter of fact. They've ruined people's lives. And this jackass mayor cranked up taxes 34% in Nashville. You people down in Nashville, you're going to sit around and pay that? You're fucking stupid. Plain and simple. Sorry to break the news to you, you dummies. Can't you be a little bit more diplomatic in some of your podcasts? You seem very abrasive. Yeah. Yeah, we have time for diplomacy, right? Kiss my ass. Headline, Democratic mayor launches a study that will collect blood samples from randomly selected Houston homes. Yeah. While people are out there in the punditry world and the journalism world licking boots and kissing people's asses, with that, don't we have time for diplomacy? These maniacs are running wild and trampling on the Constitution and people's civil liberties. So no, we don't have time for diplomacy. Fuck that. And here's a perfect example. Jesus. They're going to be coming to your houses now. I told you. They always do this thing. I haven't even read the story yet. They always do this thing. They roll it out. The tyrants roll it out. Yeah, this is something that you don't have to do. We're doing this like on a voluntary basis to help protect you. We would appreciate it. It's like one of those things. And then it'd be, oh, you know, that was really successful. Then it becomes mandatory because people sat around and didn't say anything about it. What song do we have for this mess? Man. Democratic Mayor Sylvester Turner. This guy's another cement head. A real dummy. Has signed off on a new study that will see city employees visit randomly selected homes in Houston to collect blood samples. This isn't a Halloween trick. This is real life, folks. So, if somebody comes to my house randomly and wants a blood sample, I'll throw a fucking large Snickers bar at him. Oh, sorry, I thought it was Halloween. Do you need some ice for that? I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a frozen Snickers bar. It would keep him in the freezer for assholes. Take the candy and get the hell out of here. They're showing up unannounced to people's houses to take their blood. For antibody testing, in quotes. the fuck out of here. The study is being conducted by the Houston Health Department in collaboration with the Centers for Disease Control. Uh-huh. Geez, I wonder what will happen with that data. Household members will be asked to answer a survey and give a blood sample. What the fuck is going on in this country? How many dummies are going to open the door and let these people in? Open the door and let them in? Yeah, sure. These guys are like human mosquitoes. They show up unannounced and they start sucking your blood out of your neck. Listen to this. For some households, all members of the family and household will be asked to participate. Authorities say the tests are necessary to develop a deeper insight into how COVID-19 spreads through the community and how many people were previously infected with the virus. Yeah. This dopey mayor couldn't evacuate people when he had days, 3-4 days notice about a flood and a hurricane. This dumb fuck sat on his hands like, 4 days isn't enough time to evacuate. We'll just sit here and for anybody who doesn't know how to swim, we'll be giving free lessons of the YMCA. The guys who love to see their cities go down the tube so they can get that FEMA money. They don't care if you lose your house. The city's going to get rebuilt by the federal government. You didn't have insurance? That's your problem, sucker. The mayor said the program will be voluntary, but is urging citizens to cooperate. Mm-hmm. What did I tell you? What did I fucking tell you? If we knock on the door, I strongly encourage you and your loved ones to participate in the important survey, said Dope, Mayor Dope. The data you provide by participating will help inform strategies to mitigate the effects of COVID-19. Yeah, we need strategies to mitigate a virus that 99.8% of people survive. Yeah, here's a strategy. Come on down to the basement. I'll show you. Come on down to our John Wayne Gacy wing down here. Oh, sure. We're conducting the survey in our basement. Come on down. A little Hotel California action. You can check in, but you can never leave. In a previous interview, Turner had suggested that people who refused to take the coronavirus test were irresponsible, as opposed to a guy who sits on information for 4 days before a hurricane/flood and evacuates nobody. What would you call that, responsible? Last month, Turner also announced that police will begin issuing citations against people for not wearing masks. Smacking them upside the head, $250. Now, that's good law enforcement right there. God. That's great use of law enforcement. What the hell's going on in these places? These places are rat holes. If you live there, get the hell out. Seriously, speaking of rat holes, we move on to San Francisco. Wait till you see this one. This one's way out of control. Let me make sure all of our systems are running here. Had a lot of technical errors this week, technical mistakes, technical snafus, but we try to cruise right through these things. I don't even know. I thought this story wasn't real, and then we checked it out. It's real. It's like one of those things you're like, this can't be real. This cannot be real. You know what? We'll put it in the Friday rotation so people can tell their friends about this over the weekend on the phone, on Skype, on Google, on Zoom, whatever the hell you're on. On caffeine. A lot of people are surviving on caffeine. On liquor, on tequila. Whatever you're on, this is probably a story you'll want to share with them because it's so bizarre that it has to be true, and it is. Let's go with a little Sting. Free, free, set them free. Free, free, set them free. the theme here is free. And you won't believe what we're going to talk about. San Francisco mayor, she makes, what, $500,000 a year? Without her free stock tips from Nancy Pelosi, like, hey, buy a lot of Amazon. The entire country's going to close down. But anyway, I'm sure the FBI won't be looking into that either. San Francisco mayor announces the city will pay pregnant women $1,000 a month, but only if they're black or Pacific Islanders. The mayor of San Francisco wants to help pregnant women with the financial burden of having and caring for an infant, but only certain pregnant women and no white pregnant women. White, Asian, and Hispanic expectant mothers need not concern themselves with applying for help from the city's new program. It's only for black and Pacific Islander women. Mayor London Breed announced the city's new Abundant Birth Project on Monday. The public-private partnership will give $1,000 per month during a woman's pregnancy and for the first 6 months after the baby is born. But the city is limiting the money to only 150 black and Pacific Islander women for now, who the city said have been on the wrong side of a long-standing racial gap in birthing outcomes. Yeah. So let me get this straight. You get $1,000 per month. All right, that's usually 9 months. Until now. This woman's been pregnant for 26 straight months. What the hell is going on over there? That's legitimate. We checked it out. Yeah, it's a miracle birth. And then after that, you get 6 months, right? So you're in for 15 grand. Remember they had cash for clunkers? All these programs. This is cash for kids. It's insane. Is this even legal? This can't be legal. This can't be legal. But when you can poop in the street, San Francisco, maybe it is legal. The mayor said hopes of the so-called basic income supplement. 15 grand is an income supplement now. What about the moms that don't have insurance? Who's paying for that? We have to look at all these things. They're already getting supplements if they don't have insurance. I don't even... This kind of stuff just takes the wind right out of you. Whatever wind you have left after battling the government and all this stuff. Do we notice that the government is the fucking X factor of things that are everything that's bad in our country? It's linked back to the government, state, local, federal. Fuck's sake. Mayor does not want... Here's the kicker. Remember I said they start these things and then they expand them? Here's the caveat. Mayor does not want this limited to just 6 months of post-birth help. The mayor has much more in mind. 2 years of giving money to groups of moms selected by race and not white. This is a real story. Breed declared the program. It's a strange story for somebody named Breed. Anyway, Breed declared the program had a goal of eventually providing a supplement for up to 2 years after pregnancy. Okay, so let's add this up. The Cash for Kids program, as I've deemed it myself. So that's 9 months plus 24. It's 33 months, almost 3 years, $1,000 a month, 33 grand a kid. $33,000 a kid. What if you had 3 kids in 3 years, right? Think about it. It's $100,000. It's pretty good work if you can find it. What the hell is going on here? San Francisco's already broke. So what are they going to do? Oh, yeah, they'll figure it out. They'll just get more money from somebody will light another fire out there and we'll get more FEMA money. You know, it's sad, but sometimes it comes down to that. The fires are not lit on purpose. This is global warming. Yeah, it stops at the border of Canada. We noticed it. This global warming is really doesn't like Canada. Unbelievable. So there you have it. $1,000 a month. Fuck's sake. Yeah. Yeah, this country's going to be saved. I have to laugh because it's so sad. I have to laugh again. If you have some money, if you're fortunate to have some money and some of your family members have money, start looking in the land. Maybe pool your money together. Pick up shop and go buy a couple hundred acres somewhere, a couple thousand acres. That's what it's going to come down to. Back to the Wild West with the rate these guys are going. Get some guns and get some land. And that's my advice. I mean, it's so insane. Maybe start some family land and you could pass on to your loved ones and your next of kin, if you have next of kin or your loved ones, so that when you leave this rock, so to speak, they're at least safe somewhat. Where you can see the assholes coming for miles and you can load up. It sounds crazy, but this is what it's coming down to. You don't think it's going to get any better? You think if Trump wins, this is going to get any better? And it looks like he's going to win. And here's the flip side. You think if Biden wins, it's going to get any better? And it looks like he's going to lose. But let's say he wins. Do you see this getting any better? I don't. I don't see it getting better. At this point, Trump is, it's still going to be a nightmare. They're still going to throw the kitchen sink at us and at him. So start making plans for your future. Try to think outside the box or away from these people. You might have to change gears. You know what I mean? Go get outside the box of your entire traditional thinking of your entire life. It might take that. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy to think about things. You worked all your whole life for things and you have a nice home, a lot of you guys, and had nice businesses. Well, that's all. A lot of these guys are out the window now. The businesses are out the window. People are struggling. You have to retool. You have to rethink. Rethink. Sometimes you have to break your regular thinking patterns or what you thought was important in life and retool. It's crazy, but they're forcing us to do this. It is very sad what's happening in this country. We must persevere, though. Part of that is perhaps changing your approach. That's what I'm saying. At least think about it. I'm not saying do it overnight, but think about it. Research it and think about it. I know we are here with a lot of other people we know are thinking about it as well. That's why I bring it up. People always ask me my insights. That's part of my insights. If you can't beat them, join them. If you don't want to join them, get the hell away from them as best as you can. And set yourself up somewhere where you won't be fucked with. That seems like the other alternative. Of course, some people think that involves leaving the country. I don't necessarily subscribe to that. But if you find a better mousetrap, God bless you. Report, BLM co-founder is partnering up with a pro-communist Chinese group. Oh, man. What's that song from Hustle and Flow? Something about pimping. It ain't easy being a pimp. How about some iced tea? Somebody's got to do it. Pimping ain't easy. We'll play some iced tea. Hope this is the rated G. Let me take a drink.
Magazine. No, zero. Yo, Ice is a girl. Word.
Hello, Evil Ice. After the success of your first album, our readers want to know just one thing. How you living?
My lifestyle's crazy. I'm luxury lazy.
One of the co-founders of the official Black Lives Matter group, Alicia Garza, is reportedly partnering up with a Chinese organization that has deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And that group now appears to be funding one of Garza's ventures, according to an investigation by the Daily Signal. Garza is one of several co-founders of the official Black Lives Matter group. In 2018, she launched a project called Black Futures Lab, which aims, its website says, is to help activists in the black community maintain interest in civic participation and civic activism year-round. It's just another grift to get more money. The Daily Signal's Mike Gonzalez, though, discovered that donations to the Black Futures Lab don't seem to go directly to the foundation itself, but rather to a group called the Chinese Progressive Association, a group that has deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, that's nice. How many Chinese black guys do you know? I don't know too many. Maybe they're trying to change that. These people are insane. Why aren't these people in jail? Where is this fucking guy Barr and his DOJ and the FBI? Where are these people? You know where they're waiting for white supremacists to go off. Did you see Ray today? Look at True Pundit. Ray's a fool. He's a fool. And he's blowing up like an Alabama tick. You better back the fuck off or his heart's going to explode. Guy put on like 60 pounds. Is that what happens to you? In D.C., you just become like so bloated, like Jabba the Hutt. You're just like, whatever. Give me more liquor. Give me more food. I sold my soul to the devil. Hey, easy, Jabba. Easy. Jabba, lay off the sweets, man. I'm serious. Look at these guys. They all blow up. It's tough on you. It's very stressful. Bullshit. These guys don't do dick. You've been down to D.C., these guys go from one thing to another. They pontificate in hallways. They have impromptu press conferences. Then they're off to a lunch or a dinner and then cocktails and then a party and a cocktail party. Cocktail party. You just had cocktails a half an hour ago. Well, this guy is sponsored by this, sponsored by Big Oil, sponsored by Big Pharma. It's a Pfizer fundraiser. It's a Glaxo mixer. You can't miss those Glaxo mixers. Pimping ain't easy. And we continue the story. Do we have another story for that? Oh, yeah. We got a little Chinatown from Thin Lizzy. It's really insane. According to an authoritative 2009 Stanford University paper tracing its early days to the present, and which can be found on Marxist.org, the CPA, Chinese Progressive Association, began as a leftist pro-People's Republic of China organization, promoting awareness of mainland China's revolutionary thought and workers' rights and dedicated to self-determination, community control, and serving the people. This goes on and on and on. You can read this on True Pundit under Pain in the Morning. I don't really give two shits at this point about BLM, and these guys are getting away with murder. And what they've done to the country, the fabric of the country when it comes to respecting police officers and things like that is perhaps irreversible. Listen to podcast number 41. The big podcast. Listen to that. I sit down with a lifelong street cop. Says it's over. Law enforcement's over. It's at the precipice. It's past the crossroads. Point to these scumbags and these scum queens like this in BLM. Now if you kick money into them, if you're stupid enough to actually give money to these communists, it's literally going to communists. That's when I say communists, and I know it pisses a lot of people off to describe these people. Prove me wrong. Now the money that is going to them allegedly ends up in the hands of communists. You think I know what the fuck I'm talking about? I do. Because I'm right time and time and time again. It's not even worth. If you haven't figured that out by now, you probably wouldn't be listening. So I'm preaching to the choir, perhaps. So you can read the details on there. I think if I continue to read the rest of this story, I might put my head through one of the monitors, and that's probably not a good way to kick off the weekend. I'd like to say it hasn't been done before, but I wouldn't be telling the truth completely. Let's move on to the next thing. Perhaps I'll lose my mind on this as well. Voters who live in riot zones back Trump 2-1. It's because they can't get no satisfaction. That's why. Democrats in the media who've confidently predicted that Donald Trump's pivot to a law and order campaign wouldn't work should take notice. And take notice fast. They're wrong. In the latest Rasmussen report survey, 63% of voters who have seen violent protests in their community strongly approve of the president. Just 35% of these idiots do not. Didn't say idiots. I don't know how that got in. The survey is the latest showing that Trump is winning the law and order vote as the country sees violence from the protests expand from big cities to smaller communities such as Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Yeah, those dudes came to Lancaster. They thought they're going to cause some trouble. They got their asses whooped. Don't play with the Pennsylvania Dutch country, man. These are serious. You find yourself upside down in a barn, hanging next to some tobacco. The law and order vote is a big one. Rasmussen said that 42% of likely voters said that their communities have hosted the anti-police protests in their communities. I like how they call them protests. These are fucking all-out riots. Nearly half said those protests turned violent. Thank you, making them a big issue. Even to those who haven't witnessed the violence. Among all voters, 65% say the violent protests are important to their vote in the presidential election this fall. 41% of those said it's very important. Among those who have had violent protests in their community, even more, 76% rate them important to their vote, including 54% who say very important, 63% those voters strongly approve of the job Trump is doing versus 35% who strongly disapprove. Joe Biden was asked if he strongly approved. The guy he's out to lunch. Biden and the Democrats aren't fooling anyone. Their road to Damascus conversion to condemning the violence in the streets while saying they support Black Lives Matter is political double talk, and voters know it. The fact is they don't trust liberal Democrats to keep them safe. The fact is that platform is suicide politically. You can't have your cake and eat it too, folks. Of course, they think they can because they're eating your cake and you're paying for it. So maybe I'm the one who's wrong. Headline, Democrat Michigan Secretary of State misprints Trump ticket on ballots for troops. Here we go. How many idiots can you pack into one state? Let's teleport to Michigan and find out. Every time we go to Michigan, it's a chain of fucking fools. Whoops, that's not a song title. I don't know how that got in there. I slipped again. Michigan Secretary of State misprinted the Trump line on ballots intended to be mailed to troops serving overseas. Jacqueline Benson, who has endorsed President Trump's rival, Joe Biden. Yeah, this Benson is another cement head. You have the three stooges out in Michigan. You have Benson, the Secretary of State, the bird brain. You have another dim-witted broad as Attorney General. And you have a female stooge on the intellectual parallel with a Sears mannequin. Gretchen Whitmer is the governor. They're setting women's suffrage back. It's insane. How can you get so many crazy... I'll offend some of my fraternity brothers who've been married twice or three times. Maybe they're the ones out in Michigan picking the candidates. They've had equal success with their own running mates, so to speak. If you've been married more than three times, you should lose the right to vote. That's worse than being a felon. That's the equivalent of being a voting felon. If you got married three times, I will call it if you've had three failed marriages, okay, because sometimes the third time's the charm. So we'll say if you've had three divorces, you should lose your right to vote. That should be it. That should be the next amendment to the Constitution. That's just kind of a side note. Jacqueline Benson, the cement head, who's the Secretary of State in Michigan, instead listed Jeremy Cohen on Trump's running mate. As Trump's running mate, Cohen is running for vice president of the Libertarian ticket with Joe Jorgensen. The name of the incumbent vice president, Mike Pence, was omitted altogether. Jorgensen's line lacked a running mate, thus creating three errors on the ballot. Here's a surprise, a real cement head. She had one fucking job. Over 400 incorrect ballots were downloaded from the Secretary of State's website by local clerks to be sent to voters. It's not clear how many were actually mailed or how many were actually downloaded. In addition to that, the ballots were meant to be mailed or emailed to Michigan residents living abroad under the Military and Overseas Empowerment Act, the MOVE Act, the paper reported, Detroit News. It's okay. They don't like Trump anyhow, so it's okay. They can get away with it. If they did it for Biden, they would have redone it in 24 hours and nobody would have known about it. But for Trump, let it go. Let it slide. It's no big deal. We don't like him anyhow. We don't want him to get reelected, so it's fine. And we did it intentionally anyhow, so it stands. Notice that? Whenever these guys make huge mistakes, they never go back and correct it. It's too late. It's too late, yeah. It'll mess up the election if we go back and correct our mistakes. Makes sense, right? Oh, we're going to a video. Oh, let's go to the video. I'm not even going to introduce it. Well, I guess I will. Remember Peter Strzok, the FBI guy with the weird faces and the sexting with Lisa Page? History will see me as a patriot defending America against a Russian attack on our elections. Let's go to the videotape.
Work.
25 years from now, how does history see you?
I think it sees all of us as patriots who were working as hard as we could to defend America against a Russian threat, against a Russian attack on our elections that helped elect the 45th president of the United States.
Peter Strzok, thank you so much for joining us. The book is called Compromised. Thank you again, sir.
Great. Thanks for having me.
He's being interviewed by a fangirl, Katie Turr from MSNBC. Did you ever see her? She's always the one with like the bad tan and always strutting around like a peacock. Like she's she's like in the interview, you see it in the video, she's like a smitten little girl. Oh, thank you so much. Why don't you ask him a real question, you dummy? No follow-up question, no, just all softballs while he's on his book tour. Nobody asks these people any questions. You know why? Because they won't go in front of anybody who will drop a bank safe on their head with a question. They won't. It's all softballs when they're on book tours. I asked Strzok. I wanted to talk to Strzok. I want to talk to Comey, all these guys. They won't talk to me. None of their associates will talk to me. It's like, you guys are fucking gutless. You have no balls. If you had any balls, you'd sit down and talk. But they don't want to. That's the way it goes. You see her? She was like a little schoolgirl. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to a real FBI. A real G-man. Ooh, a real G-man. She looks like a little kid. Sitting there like wide-eyed. That's embarrassing. That's not journalism. I don't know what the fuck that is. But Strzok's out of his mind to begin with. But you can't get any good questions to them because they won't let you ask them. So you're stuck with this bird brain, Katie Turr. Katie Turd. Wow. That's frightening. From one journalist to another supposed journalist, that is, you've bottomed out. Well, no, that's not true. If you've watched her cover Hillary Clinton, that was scary. That was scary. That was some fangirl thrown in the towel, activism bullshit. Headline, Senate Homeland Security Committee authorizes subpoenas for testimony from Obama officials as part of the Russian probe. Well, why don't you guys just wait until 2030? You fucking dummies in the Senate. Some real stooges. This is like a bad play. Well, I'll break it down for you. Doing this just in time for them to not have to actually do something if Trump would lose, but act like they tried to. One last ditch effort, half-assed effort. To pretend like they're doing something. What do we got for this? Oh, yeah, let's play some Rat. Because these guys are fucking rats in the Senate. Both sides of the aisle. I don't give two craps. Getting a drink. Hold on. This might be the one where I blow my aorta right out of my neck. Whenever I see this fucking guy's name, we'll get into it. Round and round. The Senate Homeland Security Committee on Wednesday voted to authorize subpoenas for former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and former FBI Director James Comey and other Obama administration officials as part of its broad review into the origins of the Russia investigation. Let me just point out something real quick. If you're under serious FBI investigation criminally, you don't respond to these subpoenas. So if you see any of these people show up in front of the Senate and testify, more proof that they're free and clear. Watch it. Watch it unfold. Remember what I said. Because no fucking defense attorney worth a $200 an hour fee, let alone $900 an hour fee, would parade their clients in front of the country in the Senate where they can incriminate themselves or further give up more intelligence if they were the target of a criminal probe. You see, most people don't understand this, so they're spellbound by this. They think that this is actually going somewhere. But this bird brain is running it, Ron Johnson. The committee on Wednesday held a business meeting to authorize committee chairman Ron Johnson, Republican senator from Wisconsin, to issue notices for taking deposition subpoenas for records and subpoenas for testimony to individuals relating to the panel's Crossfire Hurricane investigation, Justice Department's Inspector General review of that investigation, and the unmasking of U.S. persons affiliated with the 2016 Trump campaign transition team of the Trump administration, blah, 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 blah. How many fucking times have we read this? This is a rehash. This is fucking nonsense. Nonsense. This is more bullshit. And Johnson? Bad apple, man. Bad apple. If he's one of your favorite trading card Republicans, this is why you need the video to be watching what I'm doing. My body language on some of this. Survey says. Dude's done everything he could to help the people that are under the microscope. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Priestep, Page, on and on and on. He's in their corner. He just pretends to be a senator on television. In real life, behind the scenes, he protects people like this. He's part of the racket, protection racket. Get into it some other time. I've gotten into it before on what he did. And nobody does that on purpose. I mean, I'm sorry. Nobody does that by accident. Like things like selling out an investigation to the inspector general when you have these guys by the balls. He did that on purpose to protect these people. And it worked. Because guess what? McCabe, Bruce Orr from the DOJ, Halper, Stefan Halper, who else? It was part of the IG's probe. There's just so many of them. James Baker, FBI's James Baker, right? Had dirt on all these guys, and he sold it down the river, and they got tipped off about it. We've talked about it before on here. It's not worth talking about. I'm just going to get up too upset. But if you think this is going anywhere, I really wish there was a site or somewhere you could we could set up and legally wager on this stuff. I would clean up. It would be amazing. I would clean up. I'd love to take people's bets that certain things are going somewhere. This is more bullshit. I'm not going to waste any more time on it. If you want to read it, you can on our website. But when you see Johnson is going to do something to clean up the FBI, save yourself the time. Get a hobby. Build a model airplane. Sew a blanket. Start a business. And jump off your roof with a trash bag as a makeshift parachute. But don't waste your time with him. Believe me. And what do we have next here? CDC downplaying the efficacy of hydrochloroquine. Is the CDC downplaying the efficacy of hydrochloroquine? What do we have for this, CDC? We played rat. That was poignant. I think you got my point. I do not trust any of those guys. Neither should you. How about some medical music? Somebody get me a doctor. Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Michael Caputo recently warned on Facebook that live that the CDC was harboring a resistance unit to Trump. Caputo alleged that career scientists have gotten out of their sweatpants, haven't gotten out of their sweatpants. See, I'm so fucking pissed off from that Johnson thing. He's getting any press. He's a fucking carpetbagger. Let's start over. I got to get my head out of my ass. My apologies. If you knew the fucking sweat we put into that behind the scenes to be sold out by a U.S. senator. There's a special place in hell for you, Johnson. You and all your wing monkeys and the FBI and the DOJ. There will be justice either here or in the afterlife. I believe that. So live it up. Okay. Headline, is the CDC downplaying the efficacy of hydrochloroquine? See, it's going better already. Get too wound up by these guys. Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs, Michael Caputo, recently warned on Facebook Live that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was harboring a resistance unit to Trump. Caputo alleged that career scientists haven't gotten out of their sweatpants except for meetings at coffee shops to plot how they're going to attack Donald Trump. There are scientists who work for this government who do not want America to get well, not until after Joe Biden is president, Caputo added. They might be waiting a while. While the media has tried to present Caputo as unhinged, could he actually be correct? Is it actually possible that there are experts at the CDC who are more concerned with resisting Trump than public health? I think the answer lies in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Man, that's something you want to subscribe to. You can't get TV Guide anymore, so this might be a good supplement. The September 4th report, titled Hydrochloroquine and Chloroquine Prescribing Patterns by Provider Specialty Following Initial Reports of Potential... Who fucking names this thing? It's five lines. Only the government could name something over for five lines. What is this, the Dead Sea Scrolls? Give me the fucking dirt here. Coming unglued after this FBI story. You don't understand the bastards at work in this dirty ass government. It is so fucking corrupt. It's not fixable. It's not. And I'm thinking about it the whole time I'm reading this story. I'm thinking about that asshole Johnson, that fucking sellout criminal. That's what you have to be a U.S. senator. No good. There are no good guys in D.C. Not fucking one in the Senate and in the House. Not one single good guy. Not one. It's unbelievable how corrupt it is. It cannot be fixed. There is no road back. You're kidding yourself if you think it's fixable. It's not. It's not. It's not. The whole thing has to be burnt down and rebuilt. That's it. That's the only way to fix it. It is so corrupt. The rats, the snakes. And metaphorically, or perhaps biblically, physical rats, actual rats have taken over D.C. underneath the city. In the Adams Morgan section, infested with rats. Don't go in bars. Don't go in restaurants down there. My God, they all have massive rat problems. Can't be fixed. Good job of masking it and things like that. But my God, it's really crazy. It's crazy. Actual physical rats, rodents. And down the street in the Senate. And in the House, the same thing. All right, let's get back to this story. More upbeat music, perhaps, will change my mood. How about some Jackson Browne? More medical music. This is more upbeat. A little bit of elevator feel to it. Van Halen makes me want to jump through some plate glass. I should write a book about Johnson and his cabal weirdos down there. And Fox News, they put them on Fox News. People think these guys are fucking Wonder Twins and the League of Justice. It's so bad. They have so many people snowed. And the people at Fox, just as guilty. Just as full of shit for putting these professional liars in front of you and parading them around like they're some kind of a goddamn hero. These people are fucking career arch criminals. Take it from me. Take it from me. Unbelievable. It's going to be an interesting 2021, I'll tell you that. Buckle up. Okay, back to the hydrochloroquine story. That study with six or seven lines, long name, just ridiculous. I don't even know. Has to be a government study when you see that. Anyway, it says earlier this year, hydrochloroquine and chloroquine were widely reported to be of potential benefit to the prevention and treatment of COVID-19. However, current data indicate that the potential benefits of these drugs do not outweigh the risks. Excuse me? What? That's some bullshit right there. Most commonly cited claim against hydrochloroquine echoed in the CDC's MMWR's fatal heart damage, which was reported in two bogus studies. The debunked VA study and another flawed study in Brazil. But as veteran virologist Stephen Hatfield explained, the media never mentioned that the Brazilian doctors in the study were giving their patients lethal cumulative doses of the drug. Is this drug dangerous? I don't know. Give that guy a gallon of it. Let's see. What? Two other studies followed linking hydrochloroquine to higher mortality. But those studies were based on faulty data, and two well-respected media journals had to retract one of them. You picking up the pattern here? Bullshit. Bullshit. Back in April, it was noted that countries with higher rates of malaria have significantly lower COVID-19 mortality rates. Hydrochloroquine is a decade-old anti-malaria drug employed in these countries. There have been nearly 100 studies of the efficacy of hydrochloroquine, most of them peer-reviewed, which indicate that hydrochloroquine has a positive impact on mortality, particularly when administered early Study published last week out of Saudi Arabia found that early intervention of HCQ-based therapy in patients with mild to moderate symptoms is associated with lower adverse clinical outcomes among COVID-19 patients. I love how they jazz all this up with medical speak. Just say it makes you better. Right? Hold this. And we found that the drug has a moderate symptoms at presentation associated with lower adverse clinical outcomes, including... just say it works. Jesus Christ. Everything we have to absorb. Some medical Poindexter has got his... He's got his Grey's Anatomy book out. Another study published earlier this month of nursing home patients found that patients not treated with hydrochloroquine found that those receiving standard treatment had a mortality rate more than 5 times higher than those who were treated with it, with hydrochloroquine and azithromycin. In July, a large-scale peer-reviewed study conducted by the Henry Ford Health System concluded that hydrochloroquine successfully lowered mortality rates for hospitalized coronavirus patients. Currently, about 100 studies on the efficacy of hydrochloroquine in treating COVID-19. 61 of them have been peer-reviewed. They overwhelmingly show positive results, particularly when administered early. We made it through the fucking story. It's a miracle. It is a miracle. Oh my God. Where are we going as a country? That's the big question. I gotta bring it down. I just get so mad sometimes and angry. I know you guys do too. And I'm not holding back. I'm not gonna fucking fall over and die at my desk. I'm cutting it loose. If I get pissed off, I'm cutting it loose. I don't care. You gotta let it out. You bottle that up and you're toast in this environment. Financial, economic, employment, emotional, all these things that are pressing at us, on us, putting pressure on us. You got to find an outlet or it could literally be the end of you, especially if you're getting older and you give a shit. I know people care about their families. They care about everything they've worked for. They see that swirling in the drain. Don't let it build up. Find something, some kind of release of some sort. But we appreciate the support. Let me get a quick drink here. Falling apart. Another week on the mic. We appreciate the support on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Thanks out there to you guys watching the video podcast of a guy literally this episode coming unglued. And as I say, your support on those platforms goes a long way. It really does. Helping us do what we can do here with our little staff. But we're small, but we move fast and we stick and move. And I think that's one of the benefits of being small. You can be quick and agile. And while the big folks are slow and they're slothy and they don't move very fast and are just basically not effective because they don't have to be. The good Fox News is, although they did have some layoffs. Oh, things aren't going so well over there. And they called it a reorganization. Yeah, a lot of people are affected. I'm not going to tell you about it. And nobody can say anything because they all signed NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. If they run their mouth and they get caught, they lose their severance. They lose their contracts. So that's why you never hear anything bad about Fox. I mean, we have good sources in there, but I'm actually bored writing about Fox because we broke a lot of big stories about Fox, and I think other people can go pick the bones. I mean, we were first in on the kill. They can go pick the bones. I don't care. I think that network is toast as far as being a representation of conservative morals and conservative values and that sort of thing. So other people, other news organizations, big and small, you can go pick the bones, but we were the first ones to the party. We were waiting in the weeds. We were stalking Fox in the brush while everybody else was asleep. So, again, we appreciate your support on those platforms. And if you can kick in a little bit money, we'll stretch it out. We're not supported by millionaires or billionaires. We're totally grassroots. And we are news-driven. We are truth-driven, not ego-driven. And it shows. I don't need to prove to anybody I'm the man. I already know I'm the man. It's a good place to be. Well, you don't have to impress anybody. You can just stay focused on what your mission is. And our mission is to get out scoops and the truth as best as we can, as fast as we can, for the resources we have to deal with. And by supporting us, we can expand our resources. It gives us some breathing room. So we appreciate that. And again, I applaud you, the folks that are subscribers in the subscriber-only areas, and we try to give you as many benefits as we can. So enough plugs. Try to get some R&R this weekend and decompress a little bit. We're coming closer to the election. It's going to get crazier. We're hearing all kind of wild stuff. So buckle up. Try to relax. Keep the faith. Take care of yourself, and God bless you.
Many times. This is that thing I recorded with Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin out there at the Fillmore West. Blues at Sunrise. Yeah. You remember how we used to settle down when we get tired of jumping them up and down, you know, in the club, you know. We'd back up and reach and get one from the bottom. Deeply in the west. I've been looking for my lover, and I haven't found her yet. I'm gonna call up China and see my woman's over there. Well, I'm gonna call up China and see my woman's over there. You know, I've searched the whole world over. I can't find my lover nowhere. At the Fillmore West, I looked around one night, I saw a guy look just like you. I said, I know that ain't Stevie done eased in there. About that time, Jimmy said, let's play some blues. I said, okay, not without the queen, though. That's Janis. We sent a guy up to get Janis. She came down with a little glass. She always had a little glass. God rest her soul. She said, what's happening? I said, we're going to do some blues. And we want you to start it off, honey. She said, cool. Jimmy hit two or three more licks on the thing there. Do it again. I like that. Ooh-wee. Come on.
Thank you.
you. Someday, baby, yeah, 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 you're gonna want me like I want you. But when you call me on the phone, angel, I say I have nothing for you to do.